Your energy is unbelievable. We're so pumped to have you on this episode. One of the things that you say all the time, which I love, is be great in their
Yes.
face. What do you mean by that?
So in my life, a lot of people wanted me to fail. A lot of people did not think that I would ever make it. Like they wanted me to mess up. Like they would sit and wait for my downfall. And instead of me blocking you and getting mad and stressing myself out and worried about what other people thought, I was just going to be great. And I was going to do it in your face so that you can see that, yes, I am great. Yes, I can do it. Yes, I will succeed. And I don't need anybody else's permission to do that. All I need is me. So I'm going to be great and I'm going to do it in your face for all of my haters because you motivate me to be better. Because when you have haters, you know that you're doing something right.
That is so true. Because there's a certain amount of faith that people don't realize. A lot of people identify faith as when the evidence isn't there that I'm going to get there. But it's true faith when the evidence that's there is contrary, it's against us. And it takes true faith more than if the evidence isn't there. It takes true faith when the haters are in your face, and those haters sometimes could be family and friends telling you, "What are you doing, girl? Are you crazy? That'll never work." And it happens all the time. So what I've learned about faith itself and understanding there's something bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful source that loves me more than my mom, I know that when the evidence is contrary and it's holding me back and it's against me and attacking me and hating me, I still have faith that I'm going to get to where I want to be or better because I know what I want and I know what's inside of me. And I'm not listening to the circumstances and the evidence outside of me.
Listen,
Beautiful.
when what really pushed the be great in their face, I was reading, and because I'm so like spiritual, like it is, and I was reading, and I was like, you know what? God has a sense of humor because he said, I will set a table for you in the presence of your enemies. And I was like, why would you want me to sit at a table with people that don't like me? Like, why would you not want me to sit with people that's gonna motivate me and, push me? No, he said, I'm gonna sit you at a table in the presence of people that do not like you so they can watch you win. So they can watch what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to bless you in their face. I'm going to sit you at that table, a table that you don't eat. That table is the table that people thought that you would never be able to sit at. That is the table that people thought that was not yours, but you do not ask permission to sit at anybody else's table. You create your own. You create your own and let them ask you to sit at your table because that is how valuable we are.
Beautiful.
And that table has more than enough of everything for everyone. So not only will they witness your greatness in their face at that table, they will witness the abundance of God that has more than enough of everything for what, and they will sit in their scarcity. They will sit in their fear as they watch you manifest, materialize all that you have faith in, that there's more than enough at that table as you continually live in abundance, not only giving more, even to your haters, being given more by God at that table, receiving more yourself, and then even asking more with the confidence faith as an illustration that there's more than enough at that table for everyone, including your haters who are living in a zero-sum game, trying to trade, negotiate, oversell, back and sell, lie, manipulate, and cheat, and attack other people trying to take away their light. Well, we all know at that table, it is one particle of light that will overcome all those particles of darkness. Just one particle of light will overcome all those particles of darkness. And that table is set for everyone. Everyone, no matter what your past is, today, as the sun rises here in the West Coast, it is set for everyone around the world.
It is. It is like I say this all the time. I don't have to unscrew your light bulb in order for me to shine. Everybody can shine. And that is the message that, I put out for everybody. Everybody can shine. I will never unscrew somebody else's light bulb so that I can shine brighter. Why can't we all shine together? Why can't we all shine together? That is what we were meant to do. We were meant to shine, and we should never allow anybody to dim our light at no time ever, because that's not what we were meant to do. We were meant to shine just like the sun in the sky was meant to shine. It does not matter if there's a storm coming. It does not matter. At the end of the day, the sun will still come up. It doesn't matter how hot, because it gets hot here. It doesn't matter how uncomfortable we are. The sun will still shine, because that is what it's supposed to do. So if the sun does not ask permission to shine, why should we? Why should we?
And it doesn't. And it doesn't. And the sun, by the way, as far as I know, it's never asked me to say thank you. It continually rises every day with no expectation, no need to be offended, no need to be separate, inferior, superior, no desire to be thanked. And yet it comes every single day as that guarantee that God gives us of 24 hours a day, except for the last day of our life. We'll be cheated seconds, minutes, and hours. But beyond that, that sun is humble in its rising. And I think that's symbolic as well, that we all need to be humble in our rising as well, and that we will do what we do without the need to be separate, to be thanked in a gracious, abundant manner in order to facilitate a greater good on earth.
I can't wait to ask both of you about this one. Dita, you talk about being the most important person in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Why that's important to you. And then I have a question about the same thing for Dave, but Dita, you start. Why is that so important for you?
Because oftentimes I've noticed, especially with women, we are groomed to take care of everybody else first. We are groomed to put other people before us. And in that, we start making other people a priority in our lives. And we put ourselves on the back burner. And then we start getting stressed out. And we're so worried about other people's happiness that we forget about our own. We're so worried about other people's peace that we forget about our own. We want to please everybody else, but we forget about the fact that we are people too. We are people also. So it is imperative that we make ourselves a priority. It is imperative that you love you more than anybody else. If you get on an airplane, they say, put your mask on before you put anybody else's on, because you can't help them if you can't help you. This is why you are the most important person in your life, because you cannot help anybody else until you help you. So you have to help you first. You have to love you first. That's why it's called self-care, self-healing, self-esteem, self-love, because it starts with us. Not anybody else. It starts with us.
Dave, what do you think about this?
Of course. I think there's a very simple philosophy. You can't give what you don't have. Mm. And the more powerful you are, the more omniscient and all-powerful you are, the less you interfere with the omniscient and all-powerful that loves you, protects you, promotes you, and perfects you, allows you to love others, to protect others, to perfect others as well. You can't give what you don't have. And that's why I believe non-negotiables that are irrelevant of circumstances of the day, that if you have non-negotiable behavior of taking care of yourself, number one, your health, your family, your faith, your finance, your study of time, the relativity of all else, every single day for a minimum amount of time, 90% of the outcomes in your life will be a derivative of what you are committed to, what you are committed to. And that commitment takes faith. And so I put myself first before my family. I put myself first before everything, because I can't give what I don't have. And I'm here. I want to protect, promote, love, and perfect people the same way that my God loves me, protects me, promotes me, and perfects me. And I want to be given everything I can first so I can give it away and then ask for more and continue to accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially the goodness in the world, which is my mission, to empower over 1 billion people to be happy.
Beautiful.
I love that you said that, and it caught my attention because you said it more than once. Non-negotiable behavior. I need everybody to listen to that. Non-negotiable behavior. Your worth is non-negotiable. Your peace is non-negotiable. Your happiness is non-negotiable. So every single day, we need to make a commitment to ourselves. And that's where the have a good day on purpose comes from. We need to have non-negotiable behavior when it comes to us and ourselves and what we want out of life. It's non-negotiable. Like, you can't haggle my value. You can't negotiate who I am. Like, this is not a deal. Like, this is not, let's make a deal. Like, we're not doing that. No. No, it's non-negotiable, honey. It's non-negotiable. I'm going to use this from here on out, okay?
Yeah, please do. It is. It's, no matter what circumstance exists in the world, it's non-negotiable. And we can have negotiable behaviors that are prioritized according to circumstances by what's important to us. But there has to be some certain things in our lives, like you said, that are non-negotiable. And it's changed my life to separate things in that manner, including sleep, by the way. A lot of people ignore sleep should be a non-negotiable. That's for recovery and access to information from God. And if you're not utilizing sleep, I have a sleep coach for 18 years now. I'm 57 years old today. In the last 18 years, I have an expert in sleep to get me to where I want to be or better. I used to want to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now I want to be in the Pro Sleep Hall of Fame, because if I can be the best sleeper in the world, nobody's going to catch up with me, because I'm going to recover and access God's information to utilize every day in my divine direction to help other people and empower other people, just like both of you do. Hey, Craig, I got time for one more question, because it is Napoleon Hill Institute. I'm the chairman of Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich, Outwinning the Devil, Laws of Success, How to Sell Through Life. They have the exact same birthday as me, January 11th, 1958. They're 67 years old. I'm 57 years old. And today is day one of the Napoleon Hill Institute 2.0 with David Meltzer as chairman. So I got time to be blessed by both of you for one more question.
First of all, so proud of you, Dave. I know this is a big deal for you and for the world. And I want to say once again, happy birthday. I love you. I admire you. Soul brother, thank you for everything. Last question, guys, we'll land the plane. So, Valithia, self-imposed limitations. How do you identify and remove them? Valithia, I know you love this topic.
Ooh, I feel like that was an ouch moment, because that was me my whole life. So I put this out there for everybody to know, but I have a stutter. I have always had one since I was 3 years old. If I would have listened to everybody else, if I would have listened to me, because I was telling myself that I would never be a speaker because of my stutter, that I would never be this because of my stutter, that I would never do this because of my size. If I listened to myself, I would not be a motivational speaker right now. If I would have listened to myself, you have to take the limits. You have to be a no limit soldier. This is what God made us. No limit soldiers that take the limits off, because the only people that can stop us is us. We get in our own way. I have stopped my blessing by talking myself out of opening that door, not even knowing what was in back of that door. And will you get no's? Yes. Will people tell you no? Yes. Aretha Franklin was told no 9 times before she got her yes, but she didn't stop. getting in your own way. Stop limiting yourself as to what you can do. Erase the noise. Erase the noise of the world and know that God made you limitless. You are a no-limit soldier. So get out of your own way. Break those chains. It's not a breakdown. It's a breakthrough. Woo. It's not a breakdown. It is a break. Come on, exactly. God. It's not a breakdown.
Come on.
It's a breakthrough.
That was awesome.
Ready for your breakthrough because this is your winning season.
It is.
Woo. Birthday boy, take us home.
It's real simple. You only have two limitations, and it starts with knowing one thing. I am. I am part of an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought. I am protected, promoted. I am loved and perfected. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. We got to figure out, like Alethea said, what are we doing to interfere with it? And there's two things that we do to limit ourselves. One, we put limits on the meaning of the past. We are victors, not victims. And so when we put a meaning on our past that we've been a victim, you have now limited yourself from your limitless being of I am. And then the one that frustrates the most that I see people do is they limit their own self-image. You are created in the image of the abundant, infinite, all-powerful, all-knowing source. You're limitless. So stop limiting yourself. Help with the meaning of what's happened in your past. That was just there to teach you where you're supposed to be or better. It's there to guide you on a divine direction. The detours in your life are not punishment, they're promotion. They're guiding you to a divine detour so that you can live in divine time with unbelievable, unlimited, all-powerful, omniscient love. Straight out love.
You
and stop limiting yourself.
Jesus.
So stop limiting yourself. Give the meaning to the past, aligned with your divine direction, and stop limiting your imagination, your self-image, because you are part of the infinite. And it's people like Alethea, it's people like you, Craig, that remind us, remember, and recollect us with our God. And may you all be blessed. I'm blessed to have you both in my lives. I look forward to doing more with you. I got to jump. I love you both. Thank you for letting me join you.
Happy birthday.
Thank
love you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Let's do
love
some
you guys.
More things together.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes.
All right, guys. Love you guys. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll chat offline.